Well, once a month in this congregation, we participate in communion. We have what we call here an open table, which means you don't have to be from this congregation to celebrate communion with us. The most important thing is that you've surrendered your life personally to Jesus Christ. He's your Savior, your Lord. If you have not done that, I urge you this day, let it be the time that you surrender fully to Him. He loves you so much. And communion is all about that surrendered relationship with Him. Now, as we participate, the Bible says we do these things in remembrance of Him. It's not just a rote ritual. It is something full of life, full of His presence. We always encourage you that if there's relationship that's not right with the Lord, make it right if you haven't already yet this morning. We're going to take a moment before we participate in the elements for you to pause in prayer. If there's a relationship difficulty with someone else in this church, feel free to go to that person now or at your first opportunity to make it right with that person. So relationships are so important in the body of Christ. So we make things right. Now, there may be some of you that are considering, I have tried and tried and tried with some people or some person to make something right. The Bible says, as much as is possible, be at peace with all people. If you have tried, you have to simply leave it before the Lord and participate in communion with thanksgiving, knowing that He can work all things out for His good. Sometimes we've been raised with a mentality that says, well, if things aren't right, I shouldn't take communion. And that's true, but we, instead of not taking communion, we press forward to take communion and make sure things are right. Amen?
Amen?
All right, the scripture says, as I read from 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23 and on, "For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which He was betrayed, took bread. When He had given thanks, He broke it and said, 'Take, eat. This is My body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of Me.' In the same manner, He also took the cup after supper, saying, 'This cup is the new covenant in My blood. This do, as often as you drink it, in remembrance of Me.' For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death till He comes. Therefore, whoever eats this bread or drinks this cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he who eats and drinks in an unworthy manner eats and drinks judgment to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this reason, many are weak and sick among you, and many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened by the Lord, that we may not be condemned with the world." Let's take a few moments in prayer and make sure things are right with the Lord Jesus, and then we'll celebrate the elements of communion together. Lord Jesus, we thank You for this, which we believe is Your body, broken for us. We do this in remembrance of You. We thank You, Lord Jesus, that upon the cross of Calvary, You bore each of our sins, our sorrows, our griefs, our sicknesses. We thank You, Lord, that the provision of the cross is that new beginning, the full atonement, the full ratification of the covenant. Thank You, Lord Jesus, that You came to us, that upon a cross You said, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." We thank You, Lord Jesus, that You've forgiven us and had mercy on us. Now, as we participate together, we do this in remembrance of You with thanks in Jesus' name. Let's participate together in the bread. Thank You, Lord Jesus. Thank You, Lord, for Your body broken for us. Thank You, Lord, for Your mercy and grace, Your kindness and mercy to us. Now, Lord, as we consider the fruit of the vine, we understand that we are one with You through the cleansing blood that You've shed for us on Calvary. Thank You, Lord, that this is the covenant You ratified. We didn't have to do it. We couldn't do it. But You came to us. You went to the cross. You died. You were buried. And You rose again. And we thank You, Lord, that as we come by faith and are washed by the blood of Jesus, we get to participate in a fresh, enjoyable, loving relationship with You, and we give You praise in Jesus' name. Let's do this in remembrance of Him and participate together. Thank You, Lord Jesus. Thank You, Lord Jesus. You're so good and great and marvelous and worthy of our praise. We thank You, Lord Jesus. Thank You, Lord.